Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I've got a confession to make. Before I was doing all of this wonderful stuff, I actually was the director of a Head Start program. That's scary on many, many levels. Now, I mention this simply because when you work with preschool kids, the food pyramid becomes an integral part of your coursework. I had to explain to my children, which I did, that broccoli would send you straight to hell because it's the devil's food. Food pyramid. It's what I would tell them that. Oh, I also dispelled the myth of the Easter Bunny. But that's beside the point. Well, yeah, I told him that it wasn't actually a bunny. It was Chico, the Easter monkey. And he would roller skate past the mountain on the road. You know, his little 4- and 5-year-olds, they just sit there and, you know, I told him about Stephen King, but that's besides the point. Food pyramids. We're going to talk tonight about nature's most perfect foods. And, of course, I'm afraid The Undertaker is probably going to tell us that we're all wrong. But we're going to, you know, talk about perfect foods. So sit back, grab a piece of pizza, and follow along with Eli the Cop, Peggy the Siren of Sarasota, yours truly, and The Undertaker, Ray. So join us tonight. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rachelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
Oh. And we're on a Wednesday night instead of our normal Thursday night because of medical issues with our producer. And so that's cool. That's okay. We're glad both of our listeners are joining us, I'm sure, tonight. And, you know, if you've got perfect foods in mind, our studio line number is 347-205-9631. Send us a text. Eli, I already know what your top of the pyramid is. Tell us.
Well, yeah. Pizza.
I just had a piece.
Any kind in particular?
Well, actually, I like Papa Murphy's Take and Bake, family size. It's a real thick one. It's like 3 inches thick. I like the cowboy.
Ooh.
That sounds filling.
Oh, yeah.
That's an honor. A lady
I used to see, this thing, it's supposed to be family size, and she had just moved here, and we were going to get dinner at my apartment one night, and I said, hey, what would pizza be okay? So I said, well, here's what I'm going to get. I said, what do you want? And she goes, she started laughing. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I will eat that whole thing. It weighs 5 pounds, John.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Now, Peggy, what's your perfect food? What did God create and put on this earth for us to eat? Jell-O doesn't count, I don't think, does it?
Jell-O does not. How about, today I made some orange cranberry muffins, which are one of my favorites.
Okay.
But that's not quite decadent enough, probably. Let's see, something chocolatey. I know, a peanut buster parfait.
Oh, my God, I love them.
Those are great.
They are. Good call.
Yeah, Ray, what's that peanut butter parfait going to end up doing to us?
Well, peanut butter is loaded with cholesterol.
Aww.
That's good for your arteries. Cholesterol is great for your arteries.
I don't think it has peanut butter in it, though. I think it just has peanuts and a lot of hot fudge.
They're good. They're very, very good.
Oh, great.
Probably like marshmallow fluff or something.
I've got my perfect food has always been cottage cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Important question, John.
I can have cottage cheese any time of the day with any kind of food. It goes
very
perfectly
important.
With everything.
Large or small curd, John?
I do the small. I used to live in northern Wisconsin, cheese capital of the world, and I'd go to the cheese factories, and I'd actually get, I mean, it'd still be warm out of the vat cottage cheese. Holy smolies, was that good. But I just always thought cottage cheese. Now, Ray, is that going to kill me?
Everything will kill you today. Everything will kill you.
Everything is going to kill you. Dig in.
Yeah, may as well. My gosh.
You know, Ray's over there trying to save everyone, and I'm over here encouraging everyone to eat god-awful things and be happy.
Yeah, that's great. It's good for business.
That's right.
Hey, John, I got to read some of these comments.
New Pop-Tart recipes?
Oh, did you try it?
I didn't. I looked at the Pop-Tarts at the store today, and I just couldn't quite bring myself to get them.
Shameful. Well, I'm going to read some comments. That's okay, John.
Sure.
Dave from Austin, Texas, thinks he's Joey Chestnut Jr. because he could eat 7 hot dogs. I'm going to – sorry to call you out, Dave, minor leaguer, but I can do that all day long. From Concord, Massachusetts, is listening on her way to her bowling league. Well, good luck, Janice. And Dave from Oregon says that he knows some women who have cottage cheese legs. What's the cause of that?
My God.
You find some different women, Fred.
I guess he needs to. Well, going to a bowling league.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Where I live, we have one bowling alley. That's it. Just one. They used to be very plentiful, like drive-in movie theaters, but they're fading. They're definitely fading. But, I wonder if she's going to call us, 20 minutes from now and tell us how she's doing. Have you ever made one of those splits, Eli?
I've never made a 7-10, but I've made a 6-10, John.
A 6-10, okay.
Yeah. Made that one quite a bit, actually. I don't have enough hook on my to get a lot of good ones. Unfortunately, I bowl like I do everything else, 1,000 miles an hour and hard.
What about you, Peggy? Do you go bowling at all down in the crazy capital of America?
But it would be kind of fun. I'd be up for it. I just haven't been bowling.
Well,
if anybody hears a dog playing in the background, it's my Sydney the Wonder Dog here who just is not being easily distracted. So I apologize.
Oh, no, that's completely normal for our show.
Yeah.
It's a
I mean, Gracie the Wonder Dog used to always interfere, but, you know.
That's right. I mean, there's four, but how many are wearing pants? I asked you.
Are you wearing pants, John? If I had to put money on one of us wearing pants, I'm putting money on Ray.
Ray's probably wearing pants. Yeah. Ray is, he's the solid one of the four of us. Yeah. It's kind of like having, you know, Dad in the picture. You can horse around and, you know, pull off all sorts of shit, but Ray will bring us back to the table. Absolutely. He's like the dad. So I'm figuring, yeah, that he's wearing pants.
Well, he wouldn't have them long if he lived in Pennsylvania, because Gary from Bucks County wants to do strip bowling.
Strip bowling.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's just, God, there's money to be made in that.
You know, yeah. I can see that on cable, John.
I know. Talk about a 7-10 split. The mind just wobbles. Nude bowling. Huh. And it could be a competitive league, too. I'm pretty sure. Wow.
It's got to be co-ed.
Strip bowling?
Wow.
I can say something, but I'm not going to.
Oh, we border on immature, so you can say something. It doesn't matter. Remember, we're a podcast. We don't play by anybody else's rules.
I suppose. I was going to say is one thing about bowling is it takes balls, right? Especially strip bowling.
And we're going to get a whole bunch of texts now wanting to wrestle with Peggy or whatever.
About time.
I know. Boy, there's a sport that would – we could make money on that, Eli. I'm pretty sure. You know?
I got to lose a few pounds before I can strip bowl. I did get back to work this week, John.
Say
I got
what?
Released to go to work. I got released to go back to work and go to the gym.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah, so I can get this flab off my middle that's been growing for
years. Okay.
So, and you can ride your bicycle then, or are you going to negotiate?
Can.
Good.
Desk duty is over.
Yep.
You get to go out and catch bad guys.
You want to get rid of that flab around the belly?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it, Ray.
You want to lose it fast and for good? Amino acids.
I don't want to lose it fast. I don't want to
amino acids. Just go to a health food store and get amino acids.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there, bud. I'm 66 years old. I'm 6'1", weigh 250 pounds. And until my injuries, I wore size 34 pants and a 48 jacket. I'm pretty fit.
Yeah.
And he could long snap.
See, if I could take I'm overweight. If I could take amino acids, I would be on them like white on rice, but I can't take anything. So,
you know, overweight so deceiving, because if you use those stupid charts and stuff, I'm obese, and my body fat's like at 17 or 18% right now. So, We need to comp the new way to evaluate fitness.
I've had him die of heart attack at 160 pounds at 45
Jim
years
Fix
old.
Died. The creator of the jogging craze.
Yep. Life's a crap suit.
Talking about strip bowling, Renee wants to know what would be interesting. What do we do with a gutter ball?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to come up with rules and regulations.
Well, you know, I think Renee's got something going on here. She wants to do swinger strip bowling.
I have a question for you. We fat people, Ray, we like to tell people that we're not actually fat, we're big boned. Is there such a thing?
Actually, there is.
There is, huh?
Yep. People have big bones.
Okay.
Some people have big bones. Some people have big heads, big skulls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I keep thinking of Stewie on Family Guy, but, you know, that's a head in a whole different realm. But so you can legitimately say, well, he's not fat. He has big bones. And be possibly accurate. Wow.
Here's one for you, John. We're close to the same age. When we were kids in, like, elementary school, and they would never sell them now because of body shaming, but do you remember Husky jeans?
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Yeah, they had Husky jeans.
I don't think we'll ever see those again.
Husky jeans? No.
Now they're full cut.
Don't say that. Everything comes back. Everything comes back. Bell bottoms, stove pipes, everything comes back.
Oh, not stove pipes. Wow, that's been a while.
Yeah. Bell bottoms, too.
Yeah, I had bell bottoms. I was a hippie there for a while. Headband and bell bottoms.
Wide leg pants.
That's
all
right.
The patterns put on them.
I got, by the time I met you, Peggy, I'd actually straightened up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I wasn't a hippie when I first met you there at the college.
Right. I was still quasi hippie then in those days, I think.
Yeah, you had friends that were borderline hippies too.
Mm.
And of course, you know, my friend Dwayne, he was a hippie, I would have to say. Yeah. Now, hippies smoke dope. Or at least that's what we used to do. I mean, let's be honest. And that makes you hungry for snacks. Maybe. Do you ever get high?
What? I lost you there.
Did you ever get high? When you were a youngster, you know?
Oh, you think?
I don't know
anybody who lived through those days who didn't, but you know, probably
now
like
you're
you. Talking.
Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, you get food cravings. when you're smoking marijuana.
Well, here's the thing, John. You don't have to smoke anymore. It's the age of chewable.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have those back in the day.
Yeah, that's why we all sounded like this.
Yeah.
And our parents would go, do you have a cold, honey?
Yeah.
No, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, now you just take a gummy. Although, you can do more than just take a gummy. They have soda pop, ice cream, candy bars, you name it. They have it
really?
Infused now. Oh, gosh, yes.
Huh. Is that like an Arizona thing, or?
No, you can get marijuana infused foods most anywhere.
Hmm.
In fact, I'm sure our listeners, both of them, one of them has to know what, you know, some good gummies are. But I once had popcorn that was infused, and I'm telling you, three handfuls of popcorn, I was crawling on the ceiling. It's kind of like a Homer Simpson episode, and, you know, a fat guy crawling on the ceiling. But again, good snack. You know, you get these food cravings, and it gets back to the food pyramid. Here's something that goes on the food pyramid for me. Pimento cheese spread.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That's in Southern
Arizona, and we're in business.
You bet. You get some Ritz crackers and some pimento cheese spread. You're done. There's dinner.
Well,
and
John, I'm going to...
It's so good for you.
I'm going to do a bizarre tie-in here, John.
Okay,
Pam from Sparks, Nevada. The cream cheese, or the pimento cheese got me thinking about this. She thinks that we've opened Pandora's box with the bowling. She says she wants to do lingerie bowling, and she added that she has 36 double D's. I don't think she would have a shorter male teammate.
No, probably not. Probably not. Of course, there'd have to be regulations on the negligees there. I mean, you've got to... If you're going to uniform yourself that way, it's you got to go with regulations, I'm afraid. You know, because
there would be more bouncing than bowling balls, that's for sure.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. And even with a gutter ball, I don't think the spectators would care.
Let me say this, John. If there's nude or lingerie bowling and somebody's actually watching the bowling, I don't want to be their friend.
No. Those people end up, you know, being institutionalized later in life, I'm afraid. They don't get it. How much would we charge admission-wise to come and see new bowling?
Actually, that might be a whole new sport you could promote, John.
I know.
Something to promote.
I know.
Yeah, all the ball games and stuff, you know, all the athletic events, it would be right up his alley, right?
And it would give a whole new meaning to seventh inning stretch, John.
Well, and it gives a whole new meaning to ball games, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
How about drunken chick bowling? That would be
with.
So exciting, you know. Help me, Ken. Help me.
Remember when they were doing midget? They were bowling midgets down the alleys.
Oh yeah, drunken bowling chicks. Drunken midget chicks bowling.
Yeah, that would be a niche sport. I don't know how much we'd charge, though. We'd have to charge a pretty penny.
Yeah. Follow the yellow brick road.
But, there you go. Wow. And how many lanes would we have going at the same time, Eli? What are we looking at, 12?
I was going to suggest some nominal number between 8 and 12 stands okay. up on the other line. And the closer you are to the foul line, the seats cost more. You know, if you're down there with a ball impact, and the seats cost less.
Well, now, that brings up a good point. The foul line, by the bowling rules, you're – toes can't go across the line, right?
That is correct.
Other things evidently can if we're doing nude bowling, right?
I've got a feeling some things will.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that crossed the line, John. Steve from Bellingham, Washington says, we should get Morgana the Kissing Bandit. I'm sure she's got a couple of points that would cross the line.
I bet so. I have a baseball card of her.
Isn't she the one that ran out and smooched Nolan Ryan?
Yes. She'd go out and she'd jiggle her way out onto the field and kiss a ball player.
Yeah. Well, we have to be careful about ball playing, John, so we're talking about nude bowling.
That's right. Yeah, Boy, I'm telling you, the PC police are going to be after us because we're just not politically correct.
Well, see, I can blame it on having had a stroke. The rest of you are on your own.
Well,
I'm
on my ceiling. Does that count? Yeah, I mean, geez. How many listeners we got now, Eli? What do you think?
We have an excess of 300, John.
Oh, my God.
I think maybe more than that. Wow. Thanks for listening, folks. You have a lot of patience.
Hey, you know, pizza and nudity, people are going to listen.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. our show is a half an hour of time that you're never, ever going to get back. Even if you do an archive, it doesn't matter. You just won't get this time back. Wow.
With all the knowledge we gained tonight, why would we want the time back?
That's right.
That's true.
I'm with Ray.
Where are you going to find naked bowling on a podcast?
A podcast about food. And
we got
naked bowling.
The hot dogs, John. This all started innocently enough with hot dogs.
It did.
Yep.
It did.
We could have naked bowling, but and we could just bring grapes. Just have grapes. Vines and vines of grapes.
Yeah.
It would
sounds
be a great diet. You know, we could play Lady Godiva.
We're running out of time. They're going to cut us off. And so I want to take this opportunity to thank our listeners. And next week we'll be back on Thursday, our normal day. And until then, for the love of God, don't try naked bowling on your own. I'm John God.
And I'm Eli Raselvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
And we'll see you next Thursday. Take it easy, gang. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.